This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I'm hopefully going to get to a lot of those this hour. I do have to get to a couple things first. This AG giving us some wins and Huckabee saying something stupid in Harvard is a disaster. And then we get to some emails. Now let's get to this. Georgia's Republican AG. Remember, Georgia has a Republican AG, Republican governor. Georgia should be a red state. We should have two Republican senators still from the state of Georgia. We don't have to go into all that once again and why we don't, but we don't. Okay. We have been pleading, begging, yelling, I don't know how you want to put it, for Republican AGs across the country to begin arresting communists. Not just street communists, but elected officials, congressmen, senators. That's what has to be done. So this isn't everything we want, but it's a dang good first step. The Republican AG in Georgia, you know how they charged Trump with RICO, right? And RICO, just to remind you, that stands for Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organization Act. It's an act that was passed. Why did they pass it? It was about the mafia, about the Italian mob, because they always kept things separated. So if I'm the mob boss, I would tell my minions, hey, go shoot that guy. And they would go shoot that guy. Well, I didn't shoot anybody. And so I get off scot-free and he goes to prison. They started this thing. It's supposed to be very, very, very difficult to prove. It should be difficult to prove. Where if I'm part of the organization, then it's like I did all the things the other people in the organization did, right? That's RICO. They charged Trump in Georgia with RICO. This Republican AG, 61 communists in the state of Georgia, breaking things, shooting at cops, throwing rocks, standard street communist stuff. RICO, 61 of them being charged with RICO. I love this guy. He said, I don't even know who he is. I read this quote, I automatically loved him. He said, we are not Oregon. We are not California. We are not Washington. You cannot come to our state, break our laws, throw rocks at buildings, damage property, and shoot police officers. You can and you will be charged, and that's exactly what we're doing. Boom! Drops the hammer on them. Look, is it everything you want? Is it everything I want? Of course not. Of course not. We take whatever wins we can get whenever we can get them. This is a good thing. This is a win. Put a smile on your face. Because leadership, it can get really contagious. This is a Republican AG of Georgia tomorrow. Maybe it's Tennessee the next day. Florida, Wyoming, Idaho. Pick your red state. Maybe the others will see this and say, you know, I think I'll go and do the same. I think it's a horrible place to be as a country, but it is the place we are at. Hating it, don't change it. Now does it. All right, let's get to some, you know what? No, I'm doing Huckabee first because I think the emails might take me a while. I'm way behind. Mike Huckabee said this. Here's the problem. This is his quote. If these tactics end up working to keep Trump from winning or even running in 2024, it's going to be the last American election that will be decided by ballots rather than bullets. Okay. Look, I have no issue with Mike Huckabee. His daughter's a rock star, I should know, but I have no issue with Mike Huckabee. So I don't want to sit and trash Mike Huckabee. But here is my issue. And this has always been an issue for me, and it always will be. If you are given by God a position of influence in society, whatever that may be, maybe you're the mayor, maybe you're a rock star, maybe you're a popular coach for the college football team, maybe you have a radio show. Chris? Now, you understand what I mean. Maybe you're a politician, whoever. You're somebody who other people follow. They watch you. They listen to you. They read your books. They respect what you say. People on the right have got to start being so much more careful with how they speak. It drives me nuts. This is why, you remember when I went off on Trump for calling for his supporters to protest on his behalf in New York City. And why did I go off on him? Because I didn't want people to protest? No, of course not. Because I thought what they were doing to him was justified? No, it was ridiculous. I went off on him because that's using your influence to get your people arrested, to get them to go through things you won't have to go through. If you're Mike Huckabee, you do have some sort of a following. People respect what you say. Can we dial down the bullets talk? Because that's exactly what these evil communist trash, these people who run our government, it's exactly what they want. They want to arrest Trump and indict Trump and remove his name off the ballot and get him to cop a plea and destroy the presidential election. And they, of course, will do all this. And what they want is for you to overreact. They want you to pick up a weapon. It's go time. Revolution. Let them bleed time. It's not that they fear that. They're so excited about the prospect of it. They're licking their chops. They're dying for you to do it. Start sending messages to your other, quote, patriot buddies on Facebook. Half of them are Fed informants, by the way. Hey, man, that's it. They got Trump. It's go time. Time to feed the tree of liberty with blood. Well, congratulations. You just sent that to an FBI special agent. I would make sure your affairs are in order because you're going away for a very long time. Mike Huckabee, all of them, no matter who they are, Trump, DeSantis, Huckabee, guy with a radio show, TV show, I don't care who it is, start watching your daggone mouth because people follow you. That's an awesome responsibility that has been given to you by God. You don't take that and then abuse the people who follow you. I understand something. While I am unimportant, I do a radio show, a TV show. I did write a world-famous book, Chris. Anyway, I am unimportant. I also do understand, just because of the incredible size of this platform, that people do listen to what I say. That's why you've never once heard me to tell you to go do something illegal. That's why even smaller things, even during COVID, that's why you never once heard me tell you to tell your employer to go pound sand. You won't wear the mask. Fire me. You never heard me say that. Never once, did you? Ever. Why? Well, what right do I have? How could I disrespect you so much that I would sit here safely and then use language that would cause you to put yourself at risk? I'm telling you right now, unless I'm in the front of the crowd, you'll never hear me call for you to do anything that could get you in trouble with the law, ever. Unless I'm standing shoulder to shoulder with you, risking penitentiary time, you'll never hear me say anything like that because it's wrong and it's disrespectful of people who listen to what you say. If I come on here tonight and I tell you to go, everybody now, go shoplift a Butterfinger tonight, 99% of you would roll your eyes, assume I was kidding, or if I wasn't, say, wow, Jesse's an idiot tonight. I think I'll turn the channel until tomorrow. But that 1% would go do it. And then when they get marched off to jail, I'm still sitting here scot-free, baby, in the air conditioning. Woohoo! That's wrong. That's dead wrong. Being in a position of leadership comes with responsibility to the people who follow you. So let's please kindly stop with the bullets talk. And we're going to stop with something else too right now. We're going to stop with this talk where if it doesn't go well for Trump in 2024, all is lost. It ain't going to go well for Trump in 2024. And 2024 can be an amazing year, an incredible year. All these state legislatures, all these school boards, we could be taking back our communities, taking back our states. We can be primarying out losers like Ken Buck. We have so much we can accomplish to make 2024 a roaring success. I'm sorry, but my entire country does not rest on Donald Trump's freedom. That's insane. It's stupid. And people should stop talking like that. Ridiculous. 2024 can be incredible and should be incredible if we turn our anger into activism. And no, activism isn't going on Twitter. I'm loading up the mags for when they rig 2024. That's not activism. That's you being a freaking idiot who's getting ready to go to prison. Activism. Legal and local activism. Let's stop with the bullets talk for freaking Pete's sake. Yeah, Lee, I'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
I love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I'm calm. I've totally calmed down during the break. Don't worry. You can email me. Look how calm I am. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're getting to a bunch of emails now. We'll get to Harvard being the worst place on earth here in just a few. Jesse, I work for Austin PD. I want to respond to your Tuesday discussion on the APD robbery news article with a quote from Thomas Jefferson. The article, in case you don't remember it, was essentially people are calling 911 who are getting robbed in Austin, and they're telling them, sorry, just good luck. The guy goes on to say, the government you elect is the government you deserve. This is what Austinites wanted. They wanted a police department that is short 450 officers. Oh my gosh. Even after the city defunded 150 police officer positions. So we are short 600 officers based on the pre-2020 staffing numbers. If Austinites want a safe and secure environment, they would have elected officials that believe in protecting their constituents. Thank you for keeping the buzz cut cool. Look, this goes back to you voted for this. And this is why I encourage you to continue on this campaign. And remember, this is not a smug, spiteful campaign. It's really not. This is a campaign to let the American voter know that he or she is very, very responsible for the condition of their environment. I'm done feeling bad. Remember that audio we played for you? It was all these black activists in Chicago a couple weeks ago. And they were standing up screaming at their government about, you're taking care of illegals. What about the black community? And that we have the numbers from the latest election. The black community went out and voted for the communists overwhelmingly. The black parts of Chicago voted for Brandon Johnson overwhelmingly. Oh, you have it, Chris? Oh, play it. Play.
What's important is that we really establish that this is a humanitarian crisis. And we're here.
South Shore residents responded with resounding rejection.
While this crisis may constitute an emergency for the city of Chicago, it does not constitute an emergency for the South Shore community.
Incoming migrants have overwhelmed district police stations by the hundreds.
It's my turn. It's my turn. Hello.
But city leaders could barely eke out a word of the details about a proposed respite center at the former South Shore High School.
When it comes to the total number of people at South Shore at any given point in time, it is fluid. We'd start with 250, yeah, yeah, 500.
Yeah, well, that's funny because I'm looking at the South Shore area and it seems like all those people, or at least a lot of them, it seemed like they wanted Brandon Johnson. Huh. So it's not smite. It's not spite. I should say smite. It's not spite. It's not smug. It's letting people know they are responsible for their situation. When you get one of these people complaining about Chicago filling up with illegals, it's very the nicest thing you could do for them is say, well, who'd you vote for? Oh, Brandon Johnson? You voted for this. You voted for this. You did this. Hi, Jesse. Trump has been impeached several times and now indicted several times on what legal scholars are saying flimsy or simply political charges. Clearly, they fear him. fear him like no other. Tucker thinks the deep staters will try to assassinate him. So does Bongino. What say you? Well, I'm actually very good friends with Bongino and Tucker. And I don't disagree. I have said for the longest time, I believe Trump, obviously we would all rather Trump had a second term than have this friggin' idiot we have in there now. I believe Trump losing saved his life. I think they would have killed him. I do. I think they'd happily kill him. Don't get me wrong. They'd kill him without hesitation. But corrupt systems, historically, they have generally understood that's a bad idea. You know, we were talking, I think it was Thursday or Friday, we were talking about the similarities between where we are and the Roman Populare movement, where you had these populists start to rise and speak out against the system. And I kind of fast forward through a lot of important details, and I say, and then the system killed them. Then the system killed them. And they did. Eventually, the corrupt Roman system killed all these guys. But they tried not to. A lot. Because they understood, especially once they killed the first one, then another one rose. It was actually his brother. It was the Gracchi brothers. They killed a Gracchi, and then his friggin' brother rose. Then they killed him, and then they saw another. And then they killed him, and then another. And they eventually figured out, gosh, it's not helping us to kill these guys. We've got to figure out different ways. Let's lock them up. Let's destroy their reputation. Let's do something. Corrupt systems understand. It's not that they're unwilling. These people are communists. They would kill the whole planet. In fact, they're trying to with the climate change stuff. These people would kill billions without hesitation. It's not that they have some human, something human inside of them keeping them from it. They just understand in their quest to power for power, killing him, it's not a great option. Besides, if I'm the evil system and I've got Donald Trump, and I've got him by the short hairs, and they do, why would I kill him when I can humiliate him? If I'm an evil system, I would much rather humiliate him. I would rather make him cop a plea, go hide out in Mar-a-Lago forever. Think what that would be like. Think about the restrictions they'd put on him from making public statements and stuff like that. That alone would freaking kill Trump if he couldn't make public statements. Kick him off the ballot, make sure he can't win. Even better, what I think they really want, send him off to prison. Make sure you throw leg irons on him, humiliate him. Yeah, Chris brought up a good point. Struggle sessions, which we've covered before in communist countries, there's a reason they weren't 5 minutes long. There's a reason they didn't just haul you out and shoot you in the face. The humiliation was the point. So everyone else would be scared. Anyway, going to move on. Talk about Harvard and emails. Talk about gold and silver. Or silver. Look, when I tell you to buy gold or silver, you should know that I don't care which one, because it's not about the actual precious metal itself. I don't care for jewelry. I don't care for precious metals, to be honest with you. I care about reliability. That's what I care about. I love precious metals because they're always going to be there with incredible value. And you don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take anyone's word for it. Open up a history book. What exactly was Hernan Cortez after when he was taking over those Aztecs? The history books tell you gold lasts. Silver lasts forever. If you don't use your gold you get from Oxford Gold, your kids will. Or their kids will. Someone in your line's going to need it. Let Oxford Gold send gold or silver coins to your front door. Let them get it in your 401k and IRA too, so you can make sure you don't get wiped out when the bubble pops. Just call 833-995-GOLD and tell them Jesse told you to call. 833-995-GOLD.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Is the Jesse Kelly Show. And I think, look, I realize we still have like a half hour left in the show, but I feel like we've all learned so much tonight. I know more about foreign policy now than I've ever known in my life.
I feel very strongly about the importance as a general matter of engaging in U.S. policy as it relates to foreign affairs in a way that we pay attention, of course, to the immediate concerns and threats if they exist, but that we also pay attention to 10, 20, 30 years down the line and what we are developing now that will be to the benefit of our country then.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. I should give credit where credit's due. This is actually serious. Senator Tommy Tuberville, I always knew him as a football coach. Then I woke up one day, he was a United States senator. And Tuberville has been holding up these military promotions. Now, you should know, he's not holding up individual promotions. They could still bring each one to the floor and vote for these guys and vote for them in. He's holding up these blanket promotions for all these military people. Why? Because the United States military is taking your money and they're paying for abortions. Tommy Tuberville is horrified by this, as am I. That's not why I go to work every day. And he wants it to stop. And he's decided he's stopping all these until it stops. This is the Pentagon spokeswoman.
By holding up our nominees that are, as you said, standard and apolitical, we're sending a message not only to our allies, but our adversaries as well. In a place like the U.S. military, where orderly transitions are exactly how we thrive and how we transfer from one position to another, it is important to have our Senate-confirmed leaders in these positions.
I'm going to play one more for you, and then I just want to warn you, buckle up for this one. This one's going to be difficult to hear. This, not this sound, but what I'm going to do after the sound. This is the Secretary of the Navy.
Someone who was born in a communist country, I would have never imagined that actually one of our own senators would actually be aiding and abetting communist and other autocratic regimes around the world. This is having a real negative impact and will continue to have a real negative impact on our combat readiness. And that's what the American people truly need to understand.
You remember what I've told you they're doing to the U.S. military? Did I tell you they're destroying it? No, I told you they're building it for a different purpose. Oh, they're destroying it as being any kind of a force that can fight overseas, but they're building a military. Would you like to hear some of the promotions that are currently being held up by Tommy Tuberville? And I want to make sure I give credit where it's due. This is not my work. This is not my research. This is the American Accountability Foundation. They did a long little list today. Would you like to hear? You want to hear what kind of military they're building? Who's in line for a promotion in this military? Colonel Andrew O. Saslav denied a request for an exemption from the COVID vaccine mandate by Master Sergeant Robert Galley Jr. Robert Galley Jr. tried to get an exemption. Galley's request exemption was supported by letters from his minister, chaplain, and immediate commander, rejected by this colonel, who's in line to get a star and become a general. Oh, there's so much more. Rear Admiral George M. Wyckoff, nominated for promotion to Vice Admiral, that's a big boy position, ordered roughly 1,300 sailors into what he called pre-deployment sequestration in barracks at military bases in Yokota and Astugi. According to reports, sailors were prohibited from taking photos of their living quarters and were not allowed to leave their rooms. Even deliveries of care packages were banned. Brigadier General Anthony McQueen, he was detailed to Operation Warp Speed, said he was excited about improving surveillance capacity for emerging infections. I could go down the list for the next hour. This colonel, this admiral, this colonel, on and on it goes. All the men lined up, I shouldn't say all, so many of the men lined up for these promotions the government is so desperate to hand out. They're all people who will follow orders. They will follow orders of this administration without question. And if they were told to follow orders of this administration, and those orders involved you, they would do it probably with some level of excitement. Remember, they're not destroying the United States military. They're building one. That's why they're purging the Patriots, all right? Now, speaking of Patriots, Let me talk to you about My Patriot Supply. I believe that everybody has a duty now, in whatever way they can, to start preparing themselves for what may be a rocky future. How rocky? Who knows? I talked to a guy today about, you know how I go off about the debt crisis a lot, and he was going over the world moving off of the dollar and what that's going to mean, and he's talking to me about violence in the streets and stuff like that, and I just remember sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, make sure you have an emergency three-month food kit. I have no idea if you're ever going to need it. Please make sure everyone in your home has one. My Patriot Supply has great ones. They're prepped and ready to go. 2,000 calories of awesome food every single day. Its shelf life is incredible. Buy it, stash it, forget about it, but get one, and definitely get one when they're $200 off. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com, preparewithjessekelly.com, and get them today. Get one. Everyone in your home needs an emergency three-month food kit, okay? All right, let's get to some emails. Jesse, why don't you ever promote your TV show on your radio show? I know you're secretly gay, but you have a decent program. It's definitely, look, he wrote it. I'm just saying, he wrote it. It's definitely weird, but the first time I watched your show, you were laying it on thick, and I said, man, he needs to lighten up, and boom, you had your lighten the mood section. Creepy. So he said I'm secretly gay. But either way, he wants me to promote my TV show. TV show comes on every single night, 9 p.m. Eastern time on The First TV. You can find it on DirecTV, or it's an app on your phone or smart TV or whatever. Jesse, new listener here. After my wife hounded me for years to listen to you instead of only fantasy football podcasts. I miss fantasy football so much. Don't wave it off, Chris, like it's nothing. I miss being the commissioner and lording my authority over everybody. Oh, I was the best commissioner ever. Now, yes, I was, Chris. You know how you know? The proof is in the pudding. You see, when I was commissioner, I ran my ship like an absolute tyrant. How much of a tyrant? Well, let's say the draft was October or August 15th of that year. I would send out many messages ahead of time. Your bill, your dues to pay into the league, it will be paid 2 weeks before the draft by this specific date and time. If it is not paid, you will be immediately removed from the league. I don't care how good of friends we are. You will be removed from the league, and we will find somebody who can pay his dues responsibly. If you don't show up from the draft, we already have a waiting list. Not only will you be removed from the league, you are banned for life. You don't show up for the draft, it's a lifetime ban. These kinds of things were the kind of league I ran, and I did it. I enforced it on friends of mine. No, you're gone for life. No, we're still buddies. No, we can hang out, have a beer. You're never playing fantasy with me again. Guess what? Everyone complained. Nobody would let me step down from being commissioner, and there was a line to get in the league year after year. Gosh, I miss fantasy football. Anyway, she claimed I would love your humor and history nerd self. Finally caved after our first son was born in November, and I'm so glad I did. I love the show. My activism this upcoming year is going to be to attend every school board meeting I can in my area and try to make changes so that my sons, he said, boy number two is due in February, can have the chance to go to public school. That's freaking awesome, man. That's freaking awesome. Listen, what's your anger going to turn into? You're going to put up a bunch of social media posts about bullets? Or are you going to actually put in the work and let's do some things to save this country? 2024 can be magnificent. I can't stress that enough. And you know me, this is me. I give it to you real, do I not? When something's going to suck bad, I tell you, it's going to suck bad. It's my philosophy in life. It's how I parent. It's how I do everything. I believe in brutal truths. I don't try to pat you on the back and say everything's going to be okay when it's not. I tell you when it's going to suck. Presidential election in 2024 is going to suck bad. 2024 can be a huge turnaround year for the United States of America. No matter who ends up as president of the United States of America after the 2024 election. If we turn our anger into activism, we can have so many wins. If we sit around Fed posting on social media about how many bullets we got in the mags, we're finished. What do you think we should do? All right, let's talk about Harvard. Then headlines I didn't get to. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, every single day.
We're changing people's lives.
We are, Chris, on this show. What have you done today? Let me show you what you've done. Thought I forgot about that, did you, Chris? Well, I didn't. All right. I know it's there. That's my second favorite soundbite next to our newbie.
Why are you gay?
But let's move on. I want to talk about Harvard for a minute. People, I realize everybody pretty much in the world wants me to be a dictator of America. Billions and billions of people come to me and they say, Jesse, will you be my dictator? Will you take charge of everything? And I always say, and I'm so humble, I say, no, I mean, I don't want to run everything, but I guess I could. I'm often asked, Jesse, when you become my dictator, what will you do? And they want to know practical things I would do. Well, we're not going to talk about the helicopters and everything else, but let's talk about this. I often say one of the best practical things you could do if you wanted to save the United States of America was take our top 50 universities. Not any 50, not the most far left 50. You take our top 50 in the country. You fire every employee, imprison many. Many will have to go to prison, but you imprison many of them. And then you burn every building to the ground and build a monument to anti-communism where they used to stand. Why? Why do I say that? Because every part of society is different, right? And everybody has their own important role to play in a society. But they're not all equal roles. We don't do equality on this show. Remember, equality is a myth. That's something your mother told you about when she was just being nice. There's nobody equal. You're not equal to me. I'm not equal to you. You're not equal to the guy on the sidewalk. He's not equal to you. Everybody's different. Some people's roles in society are more important for the direction of society. You want your cultural leaders, the people who lead your institutions, they need to be great. They need to be better than me, better than you. They need to be great. Ours are not only the most evil and corrupt, they're the dumbest people on the planet. That's a big reason why we're in this mess. Again, this person is the vice president.
I feel very strongly about the importance as a general matter of engaging in U.S. policy as it relates to foreign affairs in a way that we pay attention, of course, to the immediate concerns and threats if they exist, but that we also...
Yeah, we have six-year-olds who listen to this show who could answer a foreign policy question better than the vice president of the United States of America. Why is that? Well, it's a complicated answer. There's a lot of reasons, but one of the main reasons is this. Our elite university system, it's the one that produces our cultural leaders. That's sad, but it's true. Go look at those Fortune 500 CEOs. Go look where they went to school. Whole lot of Harvards. Whole lot of NYUs, University of Chicago, Stanford, Yale, a lot of them in there. Go look at our senators. Look where they went to school. That's where cultural leaders oftentimes come from. Harvard has just been named the worst school for free speech. According to the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, they scored a 0 out of a possible 100. This is a communist university now, but that's not the worst of it. The worst of it is every single year Harvard has a graduating class of brand new communists. But wait, that's not the worst of it either. Every year Harvard has a brand new graduating class of communists who are going to go on and take over leadership roles in our society. That is devastating for a nation. I don't even know how a nation can overcome that. Think about it. If you look, we talk about our village sometimes, right? Our 100-person village. We would obviously have some sort of a leadership system, chief, and this guy's in charge of this, and this guy's in charge of that. What if we had a special school where we took in the best and brightest kids, and we were training them to take over those leadership positions? This guy's going to be the chief, and this guy's going to be in charge of the cattle. And that school was run by a bunch of communist morons. How would the village turn out? Not good, right? That's what we have here in the country. And that's why we have to rely on ourselves and be more self-reliant than we've ever been. It's part of the reason I tell you to get on a chalk male vitality stack or female vitality stack all the time. Part of that is thinking and self-reliance. We are surrounded now by doctors, scientists, politicians that are complete and utter morons. They don't know anything. In fact, I'm sorry to say it, your doctor is probably an idiot. Please take care of yourself. I use natural herbal supplements everywhere I can. It's not that I'm anti-medication. Natural herbal supplements are for me. Chalk has the best. And they have a lot more than just a male vitality stack and female vitality stack. They have so many of them. Go to chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com. See what they have. Get a subscription so you can save a pile of money. Subscriptions are 35% off. Cancel them anytime you want. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Watchdog group files lawsuit to bar Trump from 2024 ballot, citing the 14th Amendment. Getting a lot of that chatter out there now, aren't we? Conservative book ban push fuels exodus from American Library Association. The American Library Association is an evil organization you didn't even know existed yesterday. I'll be honest, I didn't either. I think I found out about them last week. It's the most powerful library association in the country. They are all in on every cultural Marxist thing out there, and you should be pressuring your state legislatures to dump them, because right-wing lawmakers are dumping them. In red states, we have tremendous opportunities here. Let's dig in. And also remember this, your state rep and state senator, they answer emails, or at least they read them. They answer phone calls, or at least they read them. You have access to these people from whom you're demanding change. So take advantage of it. America is growing old. We look into its future, and they go on to talk about how many Americans are over the age of 65 and how it's getting worse. I don't think it's a problem for a nation to get old. I think it's a problem if a nation stops taking care of its old people, stops listening to the wisdom of its old people. And look, if we're getting old because young people aren't getting married and making babies, that's a problem. But America itself getting old, don't really care. Biden administration quietly reverses Trump-era fuel ban or Trump-era rule, bans transporting fossil fuels by train. I'll pair that headline with this one. Biden administration to announce cancellation of Alaska wildlife drilling leases. Well, remember, when the blackouts and brownouts come, when the gas prices turn into $10 a gallon one day, just know it was all done intentionally, not accidentally, not whoopsie. It was all done intentionally by the communists. Bob Barker's cause of death at age 99 is revealed in his birth certificate. Or death certificate, I'm sorry. Well, I don't know. I just always assumed it was because he was 99. He didn't die. Look, they even list these things, on hypertension and things like that. You know what Bob Barker died of? Being 99. That's what he died of. All of us would sign up for 99 tomorrow. I'll never sniff 99. But I am going to sniff tomorrow. I guess, Lord willing, you never know. I'll see you then, okay? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.